This portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. It's time for Dial-A-Doc. Joining us today for National Hospital Week, FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley. Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Greetings. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. National Hospital Week. Tell us a little bit about what this is all about, if you would, Mark.
Well, it's an exciting week across the nation. It's the largest healthcare event really designed to recognize the almost 5,000 hospitals, healthcare systems, and networks, and really anybody else who provides care to their community. Originally, it started in 1921 when a magazine editor wanted to get more information about hospitals out to the public to help alleviate some of the fears that they might have about what was happening in those institutions at that time. Of course, today, hospitals are a lot more transparent, and it's really easy for patients and consumers to find out anything they want to know about hospitals. But really, it started with a way of making a hospital more approachable, friendly, and a place where people should be less fearful of.
What's the theme of the National Hospital Week this year, Mark?
It's a theme that pretty much most health systems every day, which is caring for patients and strengthening our communities. And that's really about making sure that we're here not only to provide care, but also providing opportunity and driving economic value for a lot of the local areas that we have the privilege of being able to serve.
And I know your FHN is very committed to the community and does a number of things. We're talking with Mark Gridley, by the way, CEO and FHN president, talking about National Hospital Week. How long has FHN Memorial Hospital been serving patients in Northwest Illinois, Mark?
Well, in some way, shape, or form, there's been a hospital here in the Freeport-Stevenson County area since 1902. Started out as the Globe Hospital, which is really only a 40-bed hospital up on Upper Stevenson Street. In 1904, going back 120 years, they opened their first school of nursing and have been helping out ever since. In 1924, it became the Deaconess Evangelical Church. And then back in 1960, a new north wing was built and the Globe Hospital was actually demolished. And in 2003, the name was officially changed to Freeport Memorial Hospital. And then again, it was decided to change the name to FHN Memorial Hospital because we're privileged to be able to serve so many other areas outside of just Freeport.
FHN, much more than just FHN Memorial Hospital today, Mark. Where does FHN operate and what type of services exactly are offered?
Well, we only have so much time on this call, but we have tons of services that we try and provide throughout five counties, Stevenson, Joe Davis, Carroll, Ogle, and a little bit in Winnebago County. We have our Leonard C. Cancer Care Center here at FHN on the campus, 11 family health care centers that do both primary care and specialty care. We do hospice, wound care, and we serve at around 1,500 people every day that they come here for their health care needs.
The population is aging. Does that affect how you guys go about things, Mark?
It does. So we have to take a look at what services are going to be more relevant to provide as we see those changes in our demographics. So we're continually looking at our community health needs assessment, which really looks at our population and what kind of disease states are out there. So if we're seeing increases in blood pressure, diabetes, what are the things that we can do as a hospital system and a healthcare system to help address some of those?
There really, I imagine with statistics, there probably does tend to be trends and things, aren't there?
There are, again, and that helps us plan for the future. And we've got a local board of directors, and they all receive care here. So they are very much focused on what do we need to be doing that's relevant for the people we're serving.
Excellent. Great way to look at it, too, from the customer standpoint. Last week at FHN, it was FHN Pride Week. And what did all that involve, Mark?
It involved being able to celebrate so many of our caregivers. So we have individuals that have celebrated one-year anniversaries and all the way up to 50 years of service here at FHN. So we had a chance to take them aside and just say thank you for all they're doing for our community, for the families that we serve, as well as some small treats for the staff that are working, just as a, again, never a big enough thank you, but just an expression of gratitude for the work they're doing.
Do you have any or many multi-generational people working there where their mom and dad did, or maybe their brothers and sisters, or like a third generation, that type of thing?
We do. I think our record is five generations here at FHN. So that's going back quite a way in some way, shape, or form.
How neat. That's great. And there's a reason those people keep coming back and working there.
I hope so.
Yeah. We're visiting, by the way, with FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley. It's National Hospital Week, so talking things with that. What are some of the great things going on now at FHN you can share with everybody, Mark?
We always have a lot of things that are happening. One of the things that I'm excited about is one of our physicians who's semi-retired, Dr. Farouk Asawi, made a large gift to us, and we were able to renovate our obstetrics triage room to make it state-of-the-art, much more friendly for patients and their families. We're in the process of doing hospital room remodeling. It's something that we want to try and make sure we're not only keeping people safe and comfortable, but also in a pleasant environment, so staying on top of that. Our nursing stations are being renovated. Again, those individuals are working so hard, and we need to make sure they have good conditions to be able to do their tough jobs in. So we have things going on a regular basis. We just relocated our sterile processing department with all new state-of-the-art equipment, and it's closer to our operating room, so that helps with efficiencies as well.
I'm guessing that having very kind people leave monies either after they pass or just, you know, generally huge for keeping things ongoing and especially getting newer and better things.
Absolutely. It's one of the main ways that we're able to continue to do some of the things that we do is people see the value in the care that we're providing, whether they've received it directly or their family has received it. So the gifts being provided to us as a not-for-profit are essential for making sure we can continue to invest in our people, programs, and equipment.
And things like hospice care are so important for families and what goes on with people later in life. Mark, we often hear that FHN's a locally owned organization. Can you tell us what that means for FHN and the community?
I can, and that's something that I'm very proud of. As I mentioned earlier, we have a local board of directors, so they're all people that are living within this community. We are not owned by any large system. Our stakeholders are the people in our community, and the only reason we're here is to serve the families that we're privileged to be able to provide care to. So every dollar that comes into our organization is reinvested again into the people, into our property, equipment, and programs for the community. And our local board makes sure that happens. They do not get paid. They are volunteers. They all have great expertise and insights in various fields and are committed to make sure that myself and our leadership team are doing the right things for our community and making sure the organization is focusing on the people that we serve. So I'm very proud of that.
Boards are so important. They kind of keep you guided and ask questions. And I'm assuming that your board, you know, if somebody leaves, you try to fill that hole with somebody that, you know, brings something else to the table throughout the community. So board's very important for sure. Speaking of getting involved in the community, Mark, FHN employees very involved in their communities. What are some of the things that FHN folks are doing right now and some of the types of things they're involved with, if you could share that with us?
I think in order to be connected to our community, we really have to spend time outside of our doors. So I encourage all of our leadership to spend time on local community boards and serving in many capacities, but also volunteering their time with different organizations. We sponsor a family health fair each year, which is usually a big success and a great turnout. We have our Festival of Trees campaign to be able to spread some holiday cheer, but also educate folks a little bit more on health. We have our Healthy Heart Hustle, which is a 5K that we sponsor. We have free health screenings, Walk with a Doc. We have speaker event series. And, of course, we got programs like yours to get information out. We encourage people to attend the fairs and the parades and really be a part of the communities that we're here to help support. So with summer, it's a great opportunity to do that. And anybody is interested, we have a pretty robust calendar on our website, which is FHN.org.
Mark, I'm sure you're very proud of the direction that FHN is heading and on top of all that's going on, try to stay ready for the future and know what's coming up in trends and medicine. How long have you been there, Mark?
It's going on 14 years now.
Wow.
I've been here at FHN, and it's a great community, and I can't say enough about the people that I get a chance to work with. They really are my everyday heroes.
That's nice to hear. We'll wrap up with, well, a couple more, I should say. How can listeners find out more about all of the great things that FHN has to offer?
Well, of course, starting with radio interviews like this one. That's a little shameless plug there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our Insight magazine, we try and have that widespread distribution several times out of the year so that people have something hard copied, knowing what's going on in the community, as well as our website's probably the most relevant and current place to look, which again is fhn.org.
This conversation with you folks from FHN on a monthly basis is wonderful. People learn things, and it's a nice, comfortable way of your folks being able to present it. We'll wrap with this, Mark. By the way, Mark Ridley, CEO and FHN President, National Hospital Week. What can listeners do to help at FHN?
Well, a few things, and one of the easiest things that's completely free is to be able to say thank you to some of our team members that are working at FHN helping to provide care regardless of what their role is, and also referring friends and family to our organization, not only for healthcare services, but we'd love to have people come and join our team, and it's a great place to work. They can volunteer time if they have some extra time available to help us out with volunteer services. Certainly, you mentioned earlier, contributing to our FHN Foundation. Again, every dollar gets directly invested back into our people, into our programs, and into our equipment. But another fun thing to do is just come on out and enjoy some of our events and continue to learn something.
National Hospital Week. We've been visiting with FHN President and CEO Mark Ridley with part of Dial-A-Doc today. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always interesting talk with you, and good luck with all the projects you have coming up, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks so much. Be well.
You're very welcome. Thank you. That's Dial-A-Doc today, FHN, and Mark Ridley.